According to Money Magazine, Steve, half of American adults say they want some guaranteed income in retirement, but only a quarter of them actually own an annuity that would provide that kind of guaranteed income. So do you find people still have some misconceptions about what annuities are and how they work? And I know that the number one thing that I hear from people, too, is that annuities are just too complicated. So what do you say to that?
I agree.
Yeah.
You know, I believe in a lot of cases, annuities can be very complicated. There's a lot of moving parts within them. But there are enough of them out there that we have that are pretty straightforward. You put your money in, you can't get any losses. Here's the index that it's attached to. And it's a very simple, but they can have a lot of moving parts and they can be very complicated. The idea that we look at it is it's our job to help explain to you what they are so that you're comfortable before you buy the product.
Ah, that's important. Yeah, and really having that understanding of what you're getting. But I think another one that I hear a lot that Money Magazine also mentioned here, Steve, is if you die soon after investing in an annuity, you're going to just throw your money away.
Well, the idea around it is most people, when they hear the word annuity, think of annuitization. You know, I've purchased a payment like your pension. If you start your pension and you take a life only and 3 weeks later you pass away, the company keeps your money. And that's what most people think that an annuity is. And that's what's one of the things you can do with an annuity. Annuitization right now, or a single premium immediate annuity, would not be a good thing to do at this time. Interest rates are just too low. You know, and in that case, you are giving your money to an insurance company. We haven't sold one of those in probably 3 to 4 years on the single premium immediate annuity. You know, they have surrender charges with them, but in the case of death, a long-term care exposure, or a terminal illness, all those surrender charges go away so that you would have the availability of access to the cash. Not good for you if you're dead, have a long-term care exposure or terminal illness, but it is for those that will be getting the money. You will be passing that money on to your loved ones or heirs.
All right. Good to understand some of these things here, Steve. And I wanted your thoughts, too, on number three on their list. Annuities are not appropriate investments if you think you'll need access to savings for emergencies, those things that just come up in retirement.
Oh, boy, this one's probably the toughest one for me because we do the annuity stress test and we have people come in and we'll tell them exactly what they have. And when I look at somebody's portfolio and somebody sold them 80 to 90% of their assets in an annuity, I cringe, you know, and ask how they got this done. You know, we look at it when we build a plan, you know, 40 to 60% is a high number for the amount that people would have into annuities. So if you've got 40 to 60% of your money in an annuity, most annuities have a 10% free withdrawal every year.
Okay.
But if you've got 40 to 60% of your portfolio that's still available, we want to make sure that you have enough liquidity to be able to handle any emergency. But all of your money can't go in an annuity. That's probably one of the hardest things that we have with the risk and people get old. I want all my money in there. We won't do it because of the fact that right here, if you have money, you need it for an emergency, it's not available. So we won't put you in that situation to have too much money in an annuity because we just don't think it's good for you in the long run.
All right. Good to know. Again, protecting a portion of your retirement savings is perhaps the way to go here. But I'm sure you hear this next one a lot, too. This other misconception, Steve, I can just get a higher payment than an annuity offers by investing in stocks and bonds. What do you say to that person?
That's why we won't put all your money in one, because if we've got half or 40% of your money in annuities and half of your money in stocks and bonds, we have both pockets to pick from. The only thing that I would say with the annuity, we use the fixed index annuities. They cannot go down due to market losses. If I've got money over in a buy and hold type of a philosophy and the market drops 25 or 30%, it's going to go down that 25 to 30%. If I still need my same amount of money, it could deplete the asset much quicker. So we look at, can we guarantee the income with the annuity? And then we have the managed or limited risk side that can get those extras in life, cover inflation for your future. So Yes, you can. That's why we look at it's a good combination of both, not an either or situation when it comes to your retirement.
Good to know that you can do both, and Steve can show you both ways to do that too. So if you have questions about how to do that with your portfolio today, give us a call, 636-230-8824. And then number five on the list of misconceptions here, Steve, you shouldn't buy an annuity if you want to leave money to your heirs. What do you say?
I think that's along that same lines, you know, if you die too soon. You know, yes, with a single premium immediate annuity, it'll go away. But with a normal annuity, the balance of the account would go on to the heirs as you pass away. So it will go to the heirs. It'll create that income stream you cannot outlive. If there's money still left, that money will go to your heirs. It will not stay with the insurance company.
Well, I can understand why there are all these different misconceptions. I've heard a lot of the same things here, Steve, but it's good to know what the facts are. And I love that you and Mel really take the time to educate your clients on the benefits of annuities, both the pros and the cons. And if you'd like to learn more about that annuity that you already have, one that you're considering, or find out if one belongs as part of your retirement strategy, give us a call today. We always make that annuity stress test complimentary for you just for listening to the All Financial Hour. You can schedule that with Steve right now at 636-230-8824. Clear up some of these misconceptions. We're happy to do that for you with that complimentary annuity stress test. Again, that's 636-230-8824.